The Lord's blessing is with us, dear family, and today's October the 8th, 2015. Well, dear family, forgive me for not getting a video up quite yet. I've been working on our new blog called Still Small Voice Triage for Truth Seekers, and I had a lot of time devoted to that, so it put me behind a little on message. And the purpose of this triage for truth seekers is we have a few people on YouTube who don't quite understand where we're coming from and have taken up a position denouncing us. And it's very hurtful to young Christians that don't really know the scriptures and aren't seasoned. So we've been having to do a lot of damage control and explain to them what we teach and what we don't teach. The nice part about this blog is just going to be that the questions that come up, they're going to be answered doctrinally, and you'll be able to ask a question about anything on this blog, and we'll be able to give you an answer from Scripture and how we arrived at that conclusion. Because the Lord is not the author of confusion, Satan is. Intimacy with the Lord and really having a close relationship with Him is highly threatening to the enemy. So you can understand that people will be provoked to attack us because they don't understand. So that's the purpose of the blog. But I did have a thought this morning. In the last, I think, two or three messages, there were two or three people who got needlessly upset at these messages. They got a sucker punch right in the middle of it because they didn't understand what the Lord was saying. So I'm going to try and explain to you what that is and how to avoid having that happen to you again, if it does, because it happens to all of us. He'll try to cause you to be so holy that everything is an offense to God, and you come under this cloud of guilt and condemnation just because you want to be perfect for the Lord, and you want to make Him happy. So anytime that there's an insinuation that you might have failed Him in some area, I tend to overreact. And so I want to revisit one of our videos called The Sucker Punch, Discerning the Sucker Punch. And a sucker punch is when you're going along just fine. You know, you're doing really well and you're happy and things are moving along and you feel like you're fulfilling your responsibilities to the Lord and you love Him and you're at peace. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, something comes up that makes you feel like you're really in deep, deep trouble. And you go a little bit ballistic. And I've had that happen to me many times where I just way overreacted. And of course, you know who's behind that. The accuser of the brethren is always trying to cause us to overreact in some way or other. And as I said, if he can't get you to do bad things, he'll get you to do good things and then have scrutiny over every little thing you do and try to do what he does best, lie and accuse. So that's the introduction to this video. I'm going to go ahead and play it for you again because I feel it bears repeating. And I would ask you, whenever you see in the messages, please do not overreact to this. If the Lord says it or if I say it, red flag. That means be careful because this is a pause in the message where the devil might really throttle you with condemnation. So whenever you see those words, don't overreact or don't fall under a blanket of condemnation, is how the Lord put it in that particular video. Put a red flag there and know that that's going to be an attack point of the enemy to cause you to lose your peace and to fall under condemnation and stir you up, because he's always trying to get our attention off of the Lord, off of other souls and onto us, so we can be introverted and he can get away with what he gets away with. So the Lord bless you all. We will have another message tomorrow, God willing. And go ahead and listen to this, please, because I think it's really going to help you be safe from these sucker punches. Lord, I pray that you would bless your family with a teachable spirit this day. The Lord bless you, family, and today is July the 26th, 2015. I had a rough morning, and I had a temptation that hit me. a temptation of rejection and abandonment that hit me like a, wow, it hit me like a brick wall, moving brick wall, just before I was going to listen for the Lord's message today. And it nearly took me totally down. But I had recourse to find out whether or not this temptation, this thought that I had that was so discouraging, was from God or from a demon. So I'm going to share with you what happened. When I first came into prayer, the first thing the Lord said to me was, don't let the devils take you for a ride like that. You should know when you get hit that hard, it's a sucker punch. I have many angels watching over you, but you must choose who you will listen to. A sucker punch is a hard blow that you're not expecting that comes out of nowhere and has a really heavy emotional effect on you. He said, I have many angels watching over you, but you must choose who you will listen to. I was thinking, oh no, Lord, please don't make me share this too. And it occurred to me as I was thinking that the rest of my time here on earth before the rapture was going to be one confession of weakness after another. Oh my gosh, please say it isn't so. He replied, why not? Isn't everything a teachable moment? With you, Lord, always. Well then, teach. I was afraid you'd say that. Lord, can't I have a private moment? Do I have to show all my weaknesses? He answered me, do I need to answer that, Claire? No. So, this is what happened. I think all you dear ones can relate. Ever had a friend, a very best friend, someone you had really cherished, and all of a sudden you weren't their friend anymore? They just weighed anchor and sailed away. Well, I think we all have. I don't make friends easily, not deep friends. As the Lord says, he entrusted himself to no man because he knew their hearts. I found out the hard way how fickle and jealous hearts can be, especially when your friend has a commitment to the status quo and you, they've discovered, are a little weird, or maybe even a lot weird. And overnight, your friendship raised its sails and disappeared over the horizon. Well, anyway, for the last few days, I've been getting readings from the scriptures about Judas and how he betrayed Jesus. That is never a good sign. And there was only one person I could think of that could hurt me as much as Judas hurt Jesus. And this friend, it seemed, was getting very busy, too busy to talk for days, and it explained why, which I totally understood, but I still began to feel something potentially painful was going on. Well, this morning when I was preparing to hear the message, I was overcome with a sense of strong grief to the point where I nearly fell to my knees. I tried to reason through it, but such a strong wave of rejection came over me. It was like someone just died. I am very familiar with that feeling, and I know where it leads to, and it isn't good. Here I was getting ready to prepare a message for all of you, and I got hit with a tsunami of rejection in someone I had really trusted and entrusted my heart to. When you haven't discerned who is putting this in your head, you may very well fall for it, while the other person may also be suffering their own trials. This is one way the devils separate close friends. So it's imperative that you know the truth before that lie exhausts you with fear or grief. Now, I at least know that I should always check with the Lord when something like that happens. So Ezekiel and I both went to prayer, and we asked the Lord for an anointed word, a rhema, from the Bible Promises. And when we did, we got nothing but good readings about that person. Not the kind of readings that I would get if they were betraying me. Not those kind of readings at all, rather very good readings. But some indications that something difficult was going on. But nothing about lying or stabbing me in the back or anything like that. I had reached out to that person, but they weren't responding even in the least little bit, and this wave of rejection was pounding me. So my last reading in the Bible Promises was about getting into prayer. I dusted myself off and went straight to prayer. The very moment I sat down before the Lord with the intention of being there for him, he said, "You've been hit with a temptation. It's not true." And emotionally, the grief began to lift off of me, and I began to recover myself. So mind you, here the Lord has given me confirmations in the Bible Promises and then spoken to me as well. Well, about an hour later, the friend called me and shared the trial they had just been through that had nothing to do with dropping our friendship. So here I am, Lord. Did you have something you wanted to tell us? And he began, "This is so common. And what I want to say to you all is that the devils will use this on you if you let them. Don't go into agreement with such things as this. Come to me and discern if there's any truth to it." How do you do that? You get an outside confirmation, something you cannot choose or manipulate in any way. You need a rhema, an anointed word from me. Claire was able to recover and do this message because she had my assurance that it was a lie and she was under attack. What if she took the bait and ran with it, crying, grieving, totally messed up and unable to function? These attacks are far too common, and my people do not know how to handle them, so they fall into the depths of despair, thinking the false report was my spirit warning them. Lord, I've had that happen with my spouse or children. I'd get this terrible thought, they were just killed in an accident. Or my bank account, you're hopelessly overdrawn, you made a big mistake. Oh, here's my personal favorite. You have a familiar spirit, it's not Jesus. That's my big owie. And you know, I'll come home from the store because I got delayed at the grocery store for some reason. And Ezekiel will be worried about me or concerned about me. And then he'll tell me, "Well, I went to the Bible Promises and the Lord told me you were fine." So he regained his peace. But how many times have we been thrown off track and not been able to regain our peace because we were afraid that something bad had happened? Wow, that is the way to stop you dead in your tracks. It steals your peace. It steals your energy. It's discouraging. And then when the person comes home or when things are straightened out, they feel badly because they made you feel badly. You know, it's a vicious circle. So the answer to all of this, to keep this from happening, is to get a word from the Lord. Is this true, Lord, or is this a lie? Am I being attacked? So the Lord continued, "I call those sucker punches. You've just been knocked down and hit hard. They are immobilizing, and unless you spot them before they get a foothold, they knock you out of commission until you can get to the truth of the matter. Some of you are too mature and intelligent to use the Bible as an oracle. You are the most likely to get misled or no leading at all from me because of your pride. Many of you continue to ask for a word when I have taught you how to get your own word. Many of you continue to languish and say, 'I'm not speaking to you. You never hear me. Or what am I doing wrong?' And so on. May I say, it's not what you are doing wrong. It's what you are not doing. You're not taking the initiative to seek a rhema from me. Unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. A little child doesn't ask its parent, 'Are you sure it's okay? But isn't that fortune telling? Are you sure God will give me the right scripture? Well, how can God lead me to the right scripture with my own hands? He's in heaven and I'm down here. Hello, I live in you.' No, a little child simply picks up the book, prays like she's been told to pray, and opens it. Then, wonder of wonders, God picked the reading. She had the faith and the obedience to do a very simple thing. And because of that, I was able to instruct her. As an aside, I just want to say that here the Lord is not asking you to put aside testing the spirits. We must always test the spirits. But if you've been listening to this channel consistently, you've already tested the spirits. He's asking you to trust him and not be looking to have all the answers as to why this works. You've already discerned Jesus is speaking, so now it's time to just trust him and obey. That's what he means in the context of what he said, not to be questioning him. Jesus continued, "So I'm asking you to put down your university degrees and pick up a pacifier. It will do you a world of good to get closer to your childhood. I want to be your father, your counselor, your prince of peace, but you are still too worldly. The intellectuals are your father. The scholarly are your counselors, and you have no peace. For those of you who will listen and act in faith, I have some wonderful guidance for you. And for the others who are still questioning me, I'm sorry, you'll have to continue to live in the confusion of your own minds until you figure out that your way is not my way. When you figure that out, I will have answers for you. My children, do not be stubborn. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Don't be like the horse or the mule that has no understanding, that must be held in check by a bit and bridle. I am at this moment blessing you with a teachable spirit and godly wisdom, if you will have it. My sheep hear my voice. Press in. I am longing to speak with you."